still remember that fateful day, the day I decided to run away. A 6-foot grave would soon be mine when I met Mr. Frankenstein. It started out in a small cafe. I was gonna have some coffee and be on my way. I never thought I'd get to dine with that horrible man called Frankenstein. He came up to me and asked my name. I said it's Joe and asked the same.
Frankenstein!
And then he said, we're going for a ride. It's just about time I had my lunch. Well, he opened his mouth and my head went crunch. I'm telling this tale from heaven up high. There's lots of ways that you can die. If you have your choice, just don't choose mine. And don't meet Mr.
Blowing his top, fire in his eyes and smoke from his head. You gotta be real cool to hear the words he said. He did a he had steam in his soul for the one he loved, so he had death on his mind, cause my demon let him go. Gonna run through the world till he understand his pain. Somebody help him get his demon home again. He did a even pushed back time. Took the fruity out of fruity. Had the devil drinking wine. He did a she finally got across to the crazy little demon that a woman still a boss. Down in the valley on the foggy hill rock, you can see a little demon blowing his top. He did a bought in afternoon. He even made leap year jump over the moon. He took the 4th of July and he put it in May. He took this morning, bought back yesterday. He did a
hey! was walking one night past the old museum when I saw a sight that made me flip my beak. A big white thing came walking through the door, and when I saw what it was, when I let out a roar, it was a rather large mummy with a rather large tummy. Yes, I mean a way out mummy. It's really, really with a way out tummy. Oh yes, it was rocking, it was rolling, it was a real crazy spook. Long lost cousin too, King Farouk, was singing. This cat was big, man like he was large, his belly was swinging like Cleopatra's barge. When he took off his sheet, oh, he really was a gasser. He had a tattoo on his belly saying, I like Nasser. He was a way out mummy, really. I mean a really, really big tummy. Oh, I mean a fantastic mummy. Oh, something else with a way out tummy, yes. Well, he was rocking and he was rolling, a real stupid spook. A long lost cousin to King Farouk was singing. Ha ha, ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha. Oh well, the sun came up, so I started to race. I had to get back to my mummy case. I never returned to this very day, but perhaps if you go by that museum, you might hear him say, I'm away out the mummy, with a swinging dummy. Yeah, I'm in the way out the mummy. Ooh. I'm in a swinging dummy, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm back, and I'm rolling. I'm a real crazy spook. I'm a long-lost cousin who King Farouk is singing.
My heart, my blood, my body, I give to you, Satan.
Now, the shocking truth about witchcraft, as it exists in our cities and suburbs, is exposed in Witchcraft 70. Hidden cameras probe today's unspeakable cults to document the rites and the rituals when and where they happened. Witchcraft 70. Now see actual human sacrifice on the altar of Baal. Witness the weird rites of the cult of Kali. See the sensual ecstasies of the hippie families. Watch as the Church of Satan celebrates its infamous Black Mass. Witchcraft 70. You will see macabre orgies of a secret sect of evil and hear the erotic prayers of our so-called civilized world and much, much more in explicit color and detail. See Witchcraft 70. It is rated X.
A booger's gonna get you, little baby, 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 baby. A booger's gonna get you, little baby, 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 baby. A booger's gonna get you, little baby, 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 baby. A booger's gonna get you, little baby, mine. It's a sin to treat me like you do, 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 do. If you don't watch out, baby, you'll find out what's gonna happen to you. A booger gonna get your little baby, baby, baby. Booger gonna get your little baby, baby, baby. Booger gonna get your little baby, baby, baby. Booger gonna get your little baby, mine. You should be ashamed of your own name when you do, do, do me like you do. You won't feel so smart when you play on my heart when that boop, boop, booger gets you. A booger gonna get you, little baby, baby, baby. A booger gonna get you, little baby, baby, baby. A booger gonna get you, little baby, baby, baby. A booger gonna get you, little baby, mine. From them honky-tonks and them bad, bad, bad boys too. If you come back to stay, I'd scare the boogers away. That's a honk, honk, honk on you. And a booger won't get you, little baby, baby, baby. A booger won't get you, little baby, baby, baby. A booger won't get you, little baby, baby, baby. A booger won't get you, little baby, mine. Please stay away from them honky-tonks and them bad, bad, bad boys, too. If you come back, stay and scare the boogers away. That's a honk, honk, honk on you. Then a booger won't get you little bucky-dee-bucky-dee-bay. The booger won't get you little bucky-dee-bucky-dee-bay. The booger won't get you little bucky-dee-bucky-dee-bay. The booger won't get you little bucky-dee-bay.
Never before has there been such a nasty display of flying fur and felt on the big screen. I saw it, and I got sick, says Gene Siskel. Gross, a severed thumbs down, says Roger Ebert. From the makers of King Friday the 13th comes Nightmare on Sesame Street. Brought to you by the letter P.
Come in, I've been expecting you. Welcome, my friends, to the Bit Slap with your friend here, KBC. Today we celebrate our best holiday, Halloween. And to do that, we must have scary stuff. But we will play what we have here today anyway. So we started with... Hold on here. I gotta pop this in here. Yeah, Carlos Casal. Don't Meet Mr. Frankenstein. The original and still the best. Screaming Jay Hawkins. Little Demon. One of my all-time favorite songs. Ralph Nielsen after that. And Scream. Go ahead. Get it out of your system. Okay. That feels better, doesn't it? Quentin Crisp, Way Out Mummy. Oney Wheeler, A Booger's Going to Get You. Cecil Campbell, The Spooky Boogie. And The Nightmare on Sesame Street from Bud Latour. So, yeah, you know, it's Halloween. We got to do something for it. I mean, you know, we can't ignore it. So, It's my one of my favorite holidays. I know it's one of yours. So let's just get it over with, shall we? Next week, the real fright begins with Election Day. And I'll have more to say about that in just a few moments. But first, let's get back to the scary music. I mean, all right, even if it's not that scary, let's just get back to it anyway, okay? Because that's what we're here for, right? I will be back. You can count on that. Get it? Count.
How to see ghosts, or surely bring them to you. This part of the book is for children who were born in the morning or around lunchtime. If you were born at midnight, some say just at twilight, you were probably born with the gift of being able to see ghosts and other spirits and don't have to be told how. Of course, all cats, dogs, horses, and roosters can see ghosts, but lots of people cannot see ghosts, even though they can usually hear them. And lots of people don't believe in ghosts because they say they never saw one. So anyone who wants to see a ghost, here's how. If you really mean it, if you really want to see a ghost, go walk around a grave 12 times backward, and the ghost will rise and ask you what you want. Some people say that just walking around the grave will raise the ghost, and some say you have to do it backward 12 times. Or if you want to summon some one particular ghost, go to his grave at night and call him by name. He will rise and tell you what you want to know. Some ghosts can be summoned by music. If you sing or play some piece of music or some special musical instrument that someone loved, especially during life, the ghost will come to see you. Some people say that you can raise a ghost by whistling. You might, and you might not. It has happened. Once a man was walking along a road at night, whistling some tune, and a ghost fell into step beside him, whistling the same tune. You can call back some loved ghost by too much grief and weeping. Almost any ghost will come back to comfort those they love and stop their weeping. The poor souls cannot rest if you weep too much. They will come back and beg you to let them rest. You can become a ghost seer by looking in through a hole in a coffin. This is especially true in some far northern countries, like Lithuania, for instance, where people leave little windows in the coffin so the dead can see out. You can see ghosts and spirits by peering at them from between a dog's ears. It is well known that dogs can see ghosts. So if you look steadily from between a dog's ears in the direction the dog is looking, you will see the same ghost he sees. You can see ghosts sometimes if you gaze steadily through a ring. If you look through a keyhole, you'll either see a ghost or the devil. In fact, there's no telling what you might see. Better not. Just say you aren't scared. Just say how brave and nonchalant you'd be if you ever saw a ghost, and see what happens.
Yeah. up, he got inside the party free. One of these days they're gonna catch him and hit it. If not, he's sleeping and free for being a booty bandit. The bartender was cute, but kinda hairy, and Dracula was killing those bloody berries. He got drunk and stuff, started to warm up, but everybody knew his bar was bigger than his bike. It was the only place for you to be. The first 200 riches in the house were free, and all was well until the clock struck 12. Then he finally jumped up and started making hell.
Junior bars are those new teeny weeny bars made for tricking or treating or simply just for eating. They're Snickers, Three Musketeers, forever yours, Milky Ways too. You'll find them stacked on your grocery shelf. Hand them out to peel in or eat them up yourself if you're looking. Have you a big Halloween? Mars Junior bars are for you.
Mars Junior bars are those new teeny weeny bars made for tricking or treating or simply just for eating. They're Snickers, Three Musketeers, forever yours, Milky Ways too. You'll find them stacked on your grocery shelf. Hand them out to kiddies or eat them up yourself if you're looking to have you a big Halloween.
Mars Junior bars are for you.
The best candy on earth comes from Mars.
Hey, mister.
Huh?
Don't talk with your mouth full.
Who's there? Who's there? Up there on the stairs. Beware, beware. I hear somebody coming up on his toes. Oh, look there. He goes. Why, miss? The ghost is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves and his hat, and like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright, and this is the night when Mr. Ghost is going to town. He's feeling great, and he can't be late. He's got a day to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bone to hot saxophone, cause Mr. Ghost is going to town.
On his chin, battered and tattered and ugly as sin, eagle-eyed and floppy-eared, he's the man with a weird beard. Who is he? What is he? Nobody knows. Both of his heels are as bare as his toes. Never had his whiskers sheared, he's the man with a weird beard. It ain't black, It ain't white. It ain't short. It ain't long. It ain't right. It's the craziest garden of hair. Seven robins live in there. Walk with them, talk with them. What do you find? More on his chin than he's got on his mind. That's the story that I heard about the man with a weird beard.
Beaver. Beaver. Straggling, raggling, hair on his chin. Battered and tattered and ugly as sin. Eagle-eyed and floppy-eared. He's the man with the weird beard. Who is he? What is he? Nobody knows. Both of his heels are as bare as his toes. Never had his whiskers sheared. He's the man with the weird beard.
It ain't green.
Uh-uh.
It ain't gray.
Uh-uh.
It ain't oats. It ain't corn. It ain't hay.
Nay, nay.
It's a jungle that hangs from his ears. He ain't seen his feet for years. Look at him, dressed in his best, wearing a beaver instead of a vest. You ain't lived until you've heard about the man with a weird beard.
Beaver.
Gather round while I elucidate happens outside when it gets late. Long about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, and some with fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin. Some don't even bother to wear their skin. Oh, oh, I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on in the night. When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst when he goes a-jogging across the land, holding a noggin in his hand. Demons take one look and groan and hit the road for parts unknown. And there's no wraith like a spooky spurn.
They don't like him and he's really burnt.
He swears to the longest day he's dead, he'll show them that he can get ahead. Lock the doors, unless you're careful, he'll get yours. Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, 'cause he'll clip your top if it'll fit. And he likes them little, likes them big, part in the middle or a wig, black or white or even red. The headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip and a clippity-clop, he's out looking for a top to chop.
So don't stop to figure out a plan.
You can't reason with a headless man.
So after dark, you can be good. Stay at home the way that you should. 'Cause right outside and waiting there is the headless horseman.
Beware.
And I'm getting out of here.
The other night, about 12 o'clock, I thought I'd go downstairs just to check the lock. When I heard something in the house, I don't mean a mouse. I swear they were spooks, spooks, spooks. I know they were spooks, 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 spooks. Couldn't move, just stood and stare. I never was so scared. The first spook spoke and I heard him speak. He said, "What's say, go make the back door squeak. We'll tease the cat and hound the pup and raise our spirits up." Oh, Lord of them spooks, spooks, spooks. Those scary old spooks, 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 spooks. You don't have to take my word, but I heard what I heard.
The next spook spoke, he said, "Suppose we make the faucet start to drip and make a shutter shake. You let me know just what you want.
This is my favorite haunt.
Beware of them spooks, 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 them mischievous spooks, 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 spooks. I hate spoofing, man, I mean, and I've seen what I've seen."
A big spook spoke, he said, "Spike, my son." He said, "I'll show you how to scare up some fun. But next time when you wear, see here, you make it loud and clear. Watch out for them spooks, spooks, spooks. Or those nasty old spooks, 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 spooks. Maybe you don't think it's so, but I know what I know." Last spook turned to his spouse and frowned. Said, "I thought I told you to wait in the ground. But you look awful cute tonight. In fact, you look afraid.
He's talking about spooks, 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 real genuine spooks, 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 spooks.
No, you stop putting up your dukes. You just can't fight with them spooks. I'm cutting out of here, man. I don't dig this job. No.
Wait for us, wait for us, wait for us, wait for us.
Please do not mind the spiders. They do not eat much. We just heard, from Boris Norris. That was Disco Drek. A little piece from Vincent Price, How to See Ghosts. That's for those of you do-it-yourselfers at home. If you don't have enough haunting going on, this is how you can have more. Thriller Pig comes out at night from The Voice Dude, a mashup featuring, of course, Mr. Jackson and the a cappella version of the I forget, but it's there. All right, so take my word for it. Stan Freberg, a Halloween Morris Jr. Boys commercial, the Five Jones Boys, Mr. Jones Goes to Town, The Ghost Walk from the Harmonica Rascals. The Man with the Weird Beard was Arthur Godfrey. Women! Ah! From Irving Aronson and the Commanders. The Headless Horseman from Bing Crosby. And Spooks from Louis Armstrong. Now, I had to rewrite the whole, well, that set anyway, because yesterday at the record fair, and I don't think I saw you there. I may have. Remind me. But I picked up that song, The Man with the Weird Beard from Arthur Godfrey. That was a record fair find. I was there selling stuff. Maybe you saw me, maybe you didn't. Those of you who don't live in the area, chat amongst yourselves while we talk about this. You know, it's a once-a-year thing, and the best part is just, meeting all the fans, weird and otherwise, that FMU engenders. And if I met you, and I'm not saying hi to you by name now, that's because I probably didn't get your name. Hopefully I got a couple of bucks off you, and hopefully you've got a cool record to play now that you're home. Anyway, that was a record I picked up at, I don't know, one of the booths. I make money, I spend it all on records. My wife doesn't understand it, but then again, I don't understand this thing with clothes and food and things like that either, so. But anyway, that's what I did yesterday. I hope you guys were there. If you were, hello again. If not, I'll see you next year. So, okay, let's continue now, because it's not over yet. There's still some of you still alive out there. So, we'll go back now to more. How's that sound?
The least frightening film you could ever hope to see. Beware. It's not alive.
It's not? No, look. It's not even moving.
Billy! Get away from that!
But Mom, it's not alive. Well, stop kicking it then.
It's not alive.
Well, let's get out of here.
Anything can stop it. This creature is easily believable. Terror well within the grasp of even the most limited imagination. It's not alive. See it alone. It's okay.
It's not alive. Now showing at the Industrial Drive-In. Matinees only.
In the Enchanted Forest, Trailer Park, Coleman stoves are
bed and it's getting dark. Sitting in the S stream playing crib with Bernice. Heard somebody screaming down on the beach. It was
Vampire Beavers!
Here they come, here they come.
Vampire Beavers!
You better run, you better run.
Vampire Beavers! Vampire Beavers!
Vampire Beavers on the loose tonight.
Oh, wait a minute, it's Uncle Bruce. Come on.
No, no, it's got fur.
No, look, the God's Beaver!
I ran for help, and Bernice ran for the boat. She didn't make it. Poor girl, they ripped out her throat. They got the Grundys from Buffalo. Shredded the chrome off the Winnebago. From the dams, up from the mud.
Vampire Beavers!
Something furry out for blood.
Vampire Beavers! Vampire Beavers!
Vampire Beavers on the loose tonight.
Oh gosh, Rudy, it's so romantic with you here underneath the maple trees, holding your paw. Your paw!
No!
Crawling through bushes, trying to get away. Heard people screaming, slashing tails in the bay. Then I found a farmhouse where I knocked and I knocked. But when they opened the door, I fainted from shock. When I came to, found myself tied to a post. There was a thousand beavers drinking a toast. They drank to the success of various ventures. Flesh in their claws, blood in their dentures. A short one with a mustache walked up and said to me, "Pistol held contrast to hell with the tree." From Whitby Hall.
Vampire Beavers!
Herbivores out of control!
Vampire Beavers! Vampire Beavers!
Vampire Beavers on the loose
tonight. There's a little churchyard just along the way. Used to be Lambeth's finest array of tombstones, epitaphs, wreaths, flowers, all that jazz, till the war came along and someone dropped a bomb on the lot. And in this little yard there's a little old man with a little shovel in his little bitty hand. He seems to spend all his days puffing fags and digging graves. He hates the Reverend Vicar and he lives all alone in his home.
Excuse me.
Please, Mr. Grave Digger, don't feel ashamed as you dig little holes for the dead and the maimed. Please, Mr. Grave Digger, I couldn't care if you found a golden bucket full of some girl's hair and you put it in your bucket. A mother doesn't know about your sentimental joy. She thinks it's down below with the rest of her toys. A ma wouldn't understand, so I won't tell. So keep your golden locket all safely hid away in your pocket. Yes, Mr. GD, you see me every day. Standing in the same spot by a certain grave. Mary Ann was only 10, full of life and oh so gay. And I was the wicked man who took her life away. Very selfish. Oh, God. No, Mr. GD, you won't tell. And just to make sure that you keep it to yourself, I've started digging holes, my friend, and this one here's for you. Look at our graph. It's plainly, that's not what I know. Oh, this dog should be allowed to do it. Bloody upset.
I'm a mummy. I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. Try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, lend me your comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh well. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh, yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie Cookie? Lend me your comb.
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta walk through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like, help.
Skeleton. tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And as Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
For those Mars Junior bars.
A trick or treating?
Teeny weeny Mars candy bars. Milky Ways, Three Musketeers, Snickers, and Forever Yours's. They come about 30 of them in a polyethylene bag. I got my costume, I got my mask, I got my shopping bag. I've never been so excited in all my life.
How old are you?
42 and a half.
Humankind has survived some disasters for sure, like locusts and flash floods and flu. There's never a moment when we've been secure from the ills that the flesh is heir to. If it isn't a war, it's some gruesome disease. If it isn't disease, then it's war. But there's worse still to come, and I'm asking you please, how the world's gonna take anymore. In 10 years we're gonna have 1 million lawyers, 1 million lawyers, 1 million lawyers. In 10 years we're gonna have 1 million lawyers. How much can the poor nation stand? The world shook with dread of Attila the Hun as he conquered with fire and steel. And Genghis and Kublai and all of the Khans ground a groaning world under the hill. Disaster, disaster, so what else is new? We've suffered the worst and then some. So I'm sorry to tell you, my suffering friends, of the terrible scourge still to come. In 10 years we're gonna have 1 million lawyers, 1 million lawyers, 1 million lawyers. In 10 years we're gonna have 1 million lawyers. How much can the poor nation stand? Oh, a suffering world cries for mercy as far as the eye can see. Lawyers around every bend in the road, lawyers in every tree. Lawyers in restaurants, lawyers in clubs, lawyers behind every door. Behind windows and potted land, shade trees and shrubs, lawyers on pogo sticks, lawyers in politics. In 10 years we're gonna have 1 million lawyers, 1 million lawyers, 1 million lawyers. In 10 years we're gonna have 1 million lawyers. How much can the poor nation stand? Spring it's tornadoes and rampaging floods. In summer it's heat stroke and drought. There's Ivy League football to ruin the fall. It's a terrible scourge without doubt. There are blizzards to batter the shivering plain. There are dust storms that strike, but far worse is the threat of disaster to shrivel the brain. It's the threat of implacable thirst. In 10 years we're gonna have 1 million lawyers, 1 million lawyers, 1 million lawyers. In 10 years we're gonna have 1 million lawyers. How much can the poor nation stand? How much can the poor nation stand?
Now that is scary. Whatever he's doing to that guitar, it's disgusting and it's criminal. I want an investigation. I'll get on it right away. We finished up with Travis Delimited. It's Not Alive. Vampire Beavers was Joe Hall and The Continental Drift. Please, Mr. Gravedigger. You know who that was. That was David Bowie. I don't know where that came from, but you knew who that was. The Mummy from Bob McFadden and Door. Door, of course, being Rod McEwen. Stinky and the Spuds and Skeletons. Halloween Spooks by Lambert Hendricks and Ross. Then another candy bar commercial from Stan Freberg. And the scariest song of the night, by far, Tom Paxton and 1 Million Lawyers. And it's worth pointing out that that song was written probably around 1990, like 20 years ago. So you know that we're up to our ass in lawyers by now. So that's a scary thought. And that is designed to keep you up all night and all week. Until next week, when we'll get even scarier. We'll be grappling with Election Day. Next week is Election Day. I want to remind you, please don't forget to vote. My prediction, in Nevada, Sharon Angle wins by not too much, thanks to massive irregularities. You heard it here first. So I will eat my words if I have to, but I don't think I'll have to. You know what they did in 2000. So enough politicking. Got your mystery tune coming up here. No Halloween special will be complete without a visit from this guy. If you don't know him, you're in for kind of a treat. I use that kind of like trick or treat. In the meantime, I will see you next week. Please behave yourselves. Don't forget to frickin' vote. All right. I'll see you later. Thank you. Have a good one.
What?
No!
There was a man so mean and stingy, everybody hated him. He was known as the Landlord. Our story begins on October 31st, Halloween night. He is collecting rent. Listen.
Open that door, old woman. I know you're in there.
What do you want, Landlord?
I want to come in first.
Come on in. Now, what do you want, Landlord?
What do you think I want? I want my rent.
Your rent? Your rent isn't due yet. It's due tomorrow.
I know, but I'm collecting rent tonight. I'm going out of town for a few weeks. Now give me my rent or I'll throw you out on the street.
What?
You heard me. Pay me my rent or I'll throw you out on the street.
Meow.
Oh, and I'll throw the cat out too. I don't want no pets in my house.
It's only a cat.
Well, I don't like it. Strange looking.
Meow.
Why? Why it's staring? Why is it staring at me like that?
Meow. Give me milk. Meow.
What? I thought I heard the cat speak.
Tonight is October 31st, Halloween night. You can hear anything tonight.
Yeah, I can see. And you and that cat will be out in the street tomorrow. And if I don't get paid for me rent now, get away from me. I said get away from me.
You'll kick my cat?
Yes, and I'll kick you out in the street unless I get my rent now.
All right, I'll pay you your rent now, and also I'll pay you for kicking my cat. Hear me? Because of your meanness and cruelty to others, This is one Halloween night you'll never forget. Magic powers, let it be!
So, the mean landlord, after he got paid, drove off in his car. But the car broke down on a deserted road. As he walked along for help, he saw a strange mist. He walked into it, but when he came through it, it seemed to have vanished, and everything seemed strange to him.
I say, this is strange. Where is that mist I came through, and this road, that bridge? And what's those strange noises I hear? What? I don't like it. And this tree, it looks kind of spooky.
Well, the landlord didn't know why, but he hid behind that tree he didn't like. And he was glad, because he heard a horse riding in the distance and then going over the bridge. His heart was filled with terror as he peeked out, because he saw a man on a horse, all dressed in black, wearing a red cloak, flying in the wind. And the man didn't have a head on his shoulders. He was carrying his head on his horse in the pommel of his saddle. Then he realized that this was the legendary Headless Horseman. He also realized that the old woman whose cat he kicked was a witch, and this was a spell she worked. When he got his nerve back, he went on. He found a strange, deserted house. He entered the house, went upstairs. Everything was quiet, not a sound. Then, the wind began to blow. He heard a cat meow. Then the floor creaked. He heard strange noises. It thundered. Lightning. And it rained. He heard the door open downstairs, and he was filled with terror as he heard strange creatures walking around downstairs. Then all was quiet again. When he got up enough nerve, he quietly tiptoed downstairs and out of the house. As he walked down the road, he saw the strange mist again. It looked like it was fading, so he ran and leaped through it just as it faded away.
Begorra! I'm back again! The mist has faded. Oh, how wonderful it is to be back again! I learned a good lesson this Halloween night. Our people are important. To be good and kind and help people is really the way God intended for us to live. I'm a changed man.
Well, some people need trouble to humble them. Some need weakness to humble them and to let them see how to love and have respect for people. The landlord needed a witch's spell on a Halloween's night, but it all worked out for good in the end. The landlord was a changed man and a great help to other people, and it was all due to one certain Halloween night. You have been listening to Halloween Night, written and directed especially for radio by Judson Fountain. I, Sandor Weisberger, played the landlord, and the witch was played by Judson Fountain. This was Judson Fountain's first radio drama for radio station WDVE.